Support for NPR comes from the Council for Interior Design Qualification, whose mission is to assess practitioner competency to create design solutions that safeguard public health, safety, and welfare. Learn more at cidq.org/NPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 in Lawrence, 90.3 in Chanute. We're expecting clear skies overnight. Lows will drop to around 54. Sunny and 80 degrees now at 6 minutes after 6.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News. 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.9 in Atchison. KansasPublicRadio.org is where you'll find us online. Ahead in this next half hour, there's been a decline in the number of licensed foster care homes across the U.S., and of those homes, few are taking in kids with behavioral or mental challenge problems.
And that's why we have, you know, kids sleeping in hotels or in social workers' offices.
But Ohio says a pilot program may be the start of a solution. We'll hear more about that. It's coming up in 20 minutes. KPR's Big Band Christmas is coming up again on Saturday, December 14th. Almost that time again. We'll see you down at Liberty Hall in Lawrence when the KC Jazz Orchestra returns to serenade us with some big band jazz, holiday favorites, and more. Tickets for Big Band Christmas on sale now at Liberty Hall and Ticketmaster.com. You can get all the details on our website, KansasPublicRadio.org. We're expecting clear skies tonight with overnight lows in the mid-50s. And sunny and quite warm tomorrow, with highs near 88. On Saturday, it will be sunny with highs in the upper 80s. On Sunday, we finally get some temperatures closer to what we should be seeing in October. It'll be not quite as warm with afternoon highs in the mid-70s.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Bank of America, offering access to resources and digital tools designed to help local to global companies make moves for their businesses. Learn more at Bank
Schools. Voters have made clear that they want leaders who will completely wipe out a radical far-left agenda in our schools.
The story of Oklahoma's top education official tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in for NPR's Morning Edition here on your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio. Your host is Jay Schaefer tomorrow morning, 5 to 9. KPR's Big Band Christmas is on the way again, Saturday night, December 14th at Liberty Hall in Lawrence. We hope to see you there. The tickets are on sale now at Liberty Hall and Ticketmaster.com. Get all the info at KansasPublicRadio.org. Sunny and 80 degrees, it's 6:30.
How dire Asheville's water problems are.
It really puts into perspective how destroyed our water system is right now, that, you know, this is what we have to do. We have to dig wells.
Some schools may tentatively open at the end of the month, but that relies on acquiring hundreds of porta potties and hand washing stations. For NPR News, I'm Laura Hackett in Asheville, North Carolina.
At the close on Wall Street today, the Dow was down 57 points. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson. Good afternoon. It's 6:32. National news outlets have called Latino voters a sleeping giant because of their inconsistent voting patterns. But one nonprofit leader in Kansas says elected officials are not doing enough to engage those voters. Aude Negrete leads the nonpartisan Kansas Latino Network. She says that Hispanic people across the state have felt ignored by political leaders.
Because elections are hard, and we are not getting the opportunities we need to learn how to do it.
Negrete says civic engagement, his groups are working to increase the percentage of Latinos who are voting in our region. A growing number of Kansas teachers are leaving the profession, and districts still struggle to fill teaching jobs. This fall, Kansas school districts are reporting nearly 2,000 teacher vacancies. Most of the vacancies are in special education and in elementary schools. The chair of the Kansas Republican Party is defending his record and his rhetoric from critics within his own party. Zane Irwin has details.
Some Republicans say party chair Mike Brown has been disorganized and divisive since he took on the role in 2023. Brown has made headlines for trying to change the party leadership structure and suggesting major government agencies should be overhauled or just eliminated. Brown says his campaigning and fundraising efforts have been successful and that most Republican Kansans agree with him on the issues.
Republicans are more unified today than they have been in the last 4 years, at least.
Denidre Herbert, a longtime ally and spokesperson for Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach, is challenging Brown for his seat. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
The U.S. Geological Survey reports an earthquake was detected in central Kansas this morning. KSNT-TV reports that the magnitude 3.5 earthquake occurred about 4 miles west of Woodbine in Dickinson County. Kansas does experience earthquakes occasionally, with some being attributed to the Humboldt Fault Zone, according to the Kansas Geological Survey. In sports, the New York Yankees have put the Kansas City Royals on the brink of elimination after winning last night. The score last night 3-2 in Game 3 of the American League Division Series. The Yankees now lead the best of five series 2-1. First pitch in Game 4 is scheduled for 7:08 this evening. Clear skies in our forecast. Overnight lows dropping into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunny and quite warm with afternoon highs in the upper 80s. Right now, it's sunny and 80 degrees at 6:35. This is Kansas Public Radio.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Scott Detrow.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hi, KPR friends. It's Destiny from Evening Classical inviting you to the closer for Live Day. You can meet me and my friends. I am actually playing the violin Spooky Sounds for you. October 25th, Friday, 7 p.m., Lawrence Public Library. It's free. I would so love to meet all of you. See you for this spooky time, Friday, October 25th, 7 p.m., Lawrence Public Library.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I hope to see you there. Live Day is always great. And that's a wonderful addition to Live Day at the library. Well, just ahead, with the Supreme Court's blessing, San Francisco is now ramping up its policing of homeless camps. More on that story coming up next on All Things Considered.
Support for KPR comes from Topeka's Noto Arts and Entertainment District, featuring a celebration of souls, Day of the Dead in southern Mexico, exploring the Dia de los Muertos holiday traditions and origins, now till December 14th. Information at explorenoto.org.
It's Tango Thursday tonight on KPR's Evening Classical with Destiny. Tonight, featuring Tango by Piazzolla and a special recording of Brooks' Kol Nidre by the late, great Vladimir Ashkenazi on this eve of Yom Kippur. Stay with us for that. We're expecting clear skies tonight, overnight lows dipping into the mid-50s, and tomorrow sunny and quite warm for the 11th of October tomorrow. Afternoon highs around 88 degrees. It's 10 minutes before 7.
It's All Things
Don't miss Morning Edition. You can tune in at 5 a.m. tomorrow. Morning Edition here for you from 5 until 9 every weekday morning on Kansas Public Radio. We're live. We're local. Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANB and KANB HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, and you can find us online anytime. We are at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering hardscaping across the KPR listening area, including patios and retaining walls. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
As part of KPR's annual live day on Friday, October 25th, hope you'll join us for a free concert by violinist Destiny Ann Mermegan and friends. It's coming up Friday, October 25th, as part of live day. It's at the Lawrence Public Library at 7 p.m.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, presenting On the Ballot, a Kansas City Week in Review special with analysis of Missouri's upcoming ballot measures, airing on Channel 19.1 October 18th at 7:30 p.m.
It's 7:01.
Welcome to the opening night of the Sunflower Music Festival 2024. And welcome to Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio, where each week we bring you an excellent live and local classical music concert. I'm Cordelia Brown, and we're here in the White Recital Hall at Washburn University, about to hear a program of firsts. First symphonies by Mozart and Schumann, plus a special memorial to a fine violist we lost during the year, Roger Myers. Here's conductor Anthony Walker with the Symphony No. 1. By Mozart, played by the 2024 Sunflower Music Festival Chamber Orchestra.
Thank you.
the Chamber Orchestra of the Sunflower Music Festival 2024, directed by Anthony Walker. Of Mozart's 41 symphonies, that was Mozart's first symphony. This is Classics Live from KPR, capturing opening night of the Sunflower Music Festival, a yearly celebration of classical music held in Topeka, which draws professional musicians from all over the world for a week of teaching and fellowship and music making. Although Robert Schumann made some symphonic attempts in the autumn of 1840, soon after he married his beloved Clara Wieck, he didn't write his first symphony until 1841. Until then, Schumann was mainly known for his music for piano and voice. With Clara's encouragement, Schumann sketched the outline of the symphony in 4 days in late January, and the whole thing was written out by February 20th. Let's listen now to Robert Schumann, his Symphony No. 1, as played by the Sunflower Music Festival 2024 Chamber Orchestra.
Thank you.
sometimes called Schumann's Spring Symphony, having an association with these lines by Adolf Büttger from his Frühlingsgedicht, or spring poem. O turn, O turn, and change your course. In the valley, spring blooms forth. Coming from a time of great happiness in Robert Schumann's life, that was Schumann's Symphony No. 1 in B-flat major, Opus 38, or his Spring Symphony. With special guest conductor of the Sunflower Music Festival, Anthony Walker. And before the concert closes, the musicians have chosen a special part of Sir Edward Elgar's Serenade, the second movement of it, to honor a lost colleague, violist Roger Myers. Roger Myers was a young violist who died recently after a battle with cancer. Roger spent many summers here in Topeka at the Sunflower Music Festival and will be missed as the quintessential musician, colleague, and human being that he was. an emotional performance with lots of soul from the Sunflower Music Festival Chamber Orchestra, directed by Anthony Walker. That was the second movement of the Serenade for Strings by Sir Edward Elgar, played especially in memory of Roger Myers, violist, who was a longtime member of this orchestra. If you'd like to learn more about Roger's contributions to the world, you can read about him on Wikipedia under Roger E. Myers. And on that meaningful note, we close on the opening night concert of the Sunflower Music Festival 2024 and on this week's Classics Live. KPR's Chuck Smith recorded and edited the concert, and I'm Cordelia Brown. Thanks for joining us. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
a 2013 KPR recording of David Radzinsky and Lolita Lisovskaya-Seyovich playing the second movement of the A Major Franck Sonata. This has been Classics Live on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Support for Classics Live on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. And from Kansas City PBS, presenting On the Ballot, a Kansas City Week in Review special with analysis of Missouri's upcoming ballot measures, airing on Channel 19.1 Friday evening, October 18th at 7:30 p.m. This is Kansas Public Radio. We're on KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1, serving Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1, Owlsburg, Junction City, Abilene, and KANQ, Chanute, and of course, always through kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Crews are working to repair water systems damaged in the Tampa area by flooding and power outages caused by Hurricane Milton. WUSF Stephanie Colombini reports the water problems are disrupting some healthcare systems.
Crews are working to boost water pressure to hospitals in St. Petersburg that had to conserve resources to stay open when a critical system went offline during the storm. Pinellas County Emergency Management Director Kathy Perkins says Milton also damaged about a dozen dialysis and outpatient surgery centers.
We have over 3,000 dialysis patients in our community, some of them receiving dialysis as many three times a week.
Perkins says they're working with area partners to supplement that care for patients in the meantime. Hospitals and nursing homes that evacuated ahead of the storm are assessing damages to determine when to reopen. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie Colombini in Tampa.
The death toll in the wake of Milton in Florida has now risen to at least seven. The storm knocked out power to more than 3 million people. Israeli raids into southern Lebanon have put UN peacekeepers there at risk. That's according to the head of UN peacekeeping, who says two UN personnel were wounded today. NPR's Michelle Kalman reports.
The head of UN peacekeeping, Jean-Pierre Lacroix, paints a harrowing picture of the situation in southern Lebanon as Israel and Hezbollah trade fire near UN posts. He tells the Security Council that in recent days, peacekeepers have been confined to their bases, limiting their ability to monitor the situation.
Much of southern Lebanon, UNIFIL's area of operation, is now uninhabited and increasingly uninhabitable.
Lacroix says Israeli forces have damaged UN cameras and fired on a UN post, wounding two peacekeepers. Israel has been encouraging UN forces to remain in protected spaces because it says Hezbollah operates near civilian areas, including UN bases. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
TD Bank will pay about $3 billion in fines to U.S. regulators for failing to properly monitor money laundering by drug cartels and other criminal groups. NPR's Rafael Nam reports.
It's the largest penalty ever imposed on a bank in the U.S. TD Bank pleaded guilty to charges it failed to have a proper anti-money laundering program and for not filing accurate transaction reports. Attorney General Merrick Garland said the failures benefited criminal enterprises.
TD Bank created an environment that allowed financial crime to flourish. By making its services convenient for criminals, it became one.
In addition, TD Bank, a Canadian lender, agreed to a so-called asset cap, effectively preventing it from growing in the U.S. The lender's CEO said in a statement it took full responsibility for the lapses and pledged to improve its money laundering detection systems. Rafael Nam, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow fell 57 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from EBSCO, committed to providing colleges and universities with relevant online research databases to ensure student, faculty, and staff success. Learn more at EBSCO.com. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate October 10th. A star in Cassiopeia refuses to die. If astronomers are correct, it was born from the merger of two corpses. Such a collision usually blasts both stars to bits, but not this time. The combined star survived, also as a corpse. But it may not be completely dead. It's producing a strong wind, a sign of possible rejuvenation. The star appears to be the remnant of a supernova that was seen in the year 1181. It remained visible for 6 months. The supernova may have formed from the merger of two white dwarfs, dead stars that are the final act for stars like the Sun. In most cases, such a merger makes the combined stars too massive to survive. The merged object blasts itself to cosmic dust. In this case, though, only a fraction of the mass of the two stars was blasted away. The rest formed a white dwarf heavier than the Sun. It's the hottest star yet seen, hundreds of thousands of degrees hotter than the Sun. A recent study showed that the star is blowing a wind of particles into space at about 5% of the speed of light. The types of particles indicate that nuclear fusion has fired up in a thin layer around the core of the white dwarf. New life for a star that refuses to die. Cassiopeia is in the northeast at nightfall. It looks like a sideways letter W. The possible supernova remnant is near the tip of the bottom left point of the W, about 7,500 light years away. You can find out how to subscribe to our daily program at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Thank you.
Happy Tango Thursday, KPR friends! That was Astor Piazzolla's Tango Suite with Duo Capriccioso. Hello there, I am Destiny, and I love featuring tango on Thursdays. Thanks for being here with me. There are many ways to tango, and dare I say, Brahms even found a way. You'll hear how at 8:34. Yes, you will. I've got something really special coming up, a listener request, but before I tell you what it is, I've got to tell you about Christmas. It's never too soon for Christmas. The Kansas City Jazz Orchestra brings the swing Saturday night, December 14th. It's KPR's annual big band Christmas at Liberty Hall. Yes. Tickets are on sale now at Liberty Hall and Ticketmaster.com. Find out more at KansasPublicRadio.org. And if you're not quite in the Christmas spirit, get in the Halloween spirit. Come see yours truly. You can meet me October 25th, 7 p.m., Lawrence Public Library. Free! Okay, now for a listener request from Stefan. We've got Christmas, we've got Halloween, and now something lovely for the Jewish holiday. This is Kol Nidre, All Vows, and this recording is really, really neat. It's with Lynn Harrell on cello. It's beautiful. And the Philharmonia Orchestra, conducted by Vladimir Ashkenazi. Thank you, Stefan, for this. Max Brooks, Kol Nidre on KPR.
Max Brooks' Kol Nidre, Adagio for Cello, also known as All Vows, here on KPR with Vladimir Ashkenazi conducting the Philharmonia Orchestra and Lynn Harrell on cello. Beautiful music. I opened the hour with tango for you because it's Tango Thursday, and I'm about to show you how Brahms does the tango in just a moment, but I'd like to thank some of our great supporters. You know who they are. The Green Lady Lounge. They offer live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. They're located at 1809 Grand Boulevard in Kansas City. Info at greenladylounge.com. And Liberty Hall and 1313 Mockingbird Lane as they present Bram Stoker's Dracula, showing at Liberty Hall from October 18th through the 20th. Tickets are available in the Liberty Hall box office or online at libertyhall.net. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, where 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Brahms. His string quintet number 2 is pretty tricky, I have to say, and I call it tango for the instruments and the piano because we all have to dance together in a really unique way to make it work. So I hope you enjoy listening to it right now on KPR. It's featuring the Amadeus Quartet.
Thank you.
I gotta go home and practice. That's hard music, but amazing here on KPR, the Brahms String Quintet No. 2 featuring the Amadeus Quartet. What a fun week I've had with all of you. Send me some listener requests. I'll see you very soon on Kansas Public Radio.
Election coverage from NPR News is like a Zoom lens. We zoom in to hear from voters about the issues.
I would love to be able to afford a place on my own, but with my salary, that is not feasible.
Then zoom out to get the big picture.
What is actually happening right now with food and grocery prices? Are things as bad as some consumers fear?
Get closer to the issues. Get closer to your vote.
Stay with Kansas Public Radio for all of your election coverage needs. From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find classical music and NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Everyone can leave a gift to KPR through their will. It's an inspired way to support an organization that enriches your life and that of others in your community. Learn more about leaving a legacy gift to KPR at legacy.kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Possibly the biggest star of the Democratic Party was out in the swing state of Pennsylvania tonight in support of Vice President Kamala Harris. Former President Barack Obama in Pittsburgh for a rally on behalf of the Democratic presidential candidate. Obama going after Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump, calling him a bully, and noting the economy Trump was always touting was not actually his own.
The reason some people think, well, I don't know, I remember that economy when he first came in being pretty good. Yeah, it was pretty good. Because it was my economy. We had had 75 straight months of job growth that I handed over to him.
Obama's speech at the University of Pittsburgh comes as the popular former president begins campaigning in swing states on Harris's behalf. He painted Trump as out of touch and not the best choice to lead the country to change. The state of Texas was back before the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals today as part of its latest effort to stop the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. The Texas Newsroom's Julian Aguilar has more.
The state of Texas's attorneys is asking a three-judge panel to keep in place a ruling that declared DACA was unlawfully implemented. The state argues that it incurs steep costs for education, health care, and other services. But attorneys for the Biden administration and the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Educational Fund said Texas hasn't proven that harm and lacks standing. For immigrants who were brought to the U.S. illegally as children, DACA provides a reprieve from deportation and a renewable two-year work permit. The Biden administration attempted to codify DACA in 2022, but Texas and other Republican states sued to end it. It's unclear when the Fifth Circuit will rule, but the matter is likely to go on to the Supreme Court. I'm Julian Aguilar in El Paso.
One person has died after an accident at a Colorado tourist mine. Colorado Public Radio's Dan Boyce tells us 12 more people, including some children, were trapped about 1,000 feet underground, with rescuers working to bring them up.
Officials are calling it an elevator malfunction at the Molly Kathleen Gold Mine in the town of Cripple Creek. The mine has not collapsed. Teller County Sheriff Jason Mikesell says Plan A is to fix the elevator. Plan B is for Colorado Springs firefighters to go down the elevator shaft. To put this in perspective, they'd be lowering themselves the equivalent of the Chrysler Building in New York.
It's a long rope trip, right? If we have to, we can bring people up on those ropes, but it also subjects those first responders now to the threat and endangerment of doing so.
For NPR News, I'm Dan Boyce in Cripple Creek, Colorado.
Millions of retirees who collect Social Security will see an increase in their benefit checks starting in January. The average Social Security recipient will see an extra $50 or so a month. Currently, about 72.5 million people, including retirees, disabled individuals, and children, get Social Security benefits. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Lebanon's health ministry says at least 22 people were killed. More than 100 others were wounded in Israeli airstrikes that hit two different areas of central Beirut. According to an Associated Press reporter who was on the scene of one strike, the lower half of an eight-story apartment building was hit. The second strike in a different area collapsed another building. Earlier in the day, a strike also hit a Gaza school turned shelter. There was no immediate statement from the Israeli military. After a ruling, Louisiana residents have fewer civil rights protections from environmental discrimination than the rest of the country. And now the state's attorney general wants those protections to be rolled back nationwide. Hallie Parker of member station WWNO reports.
A federal judge blocked the EPA from investigating civil rights cases where pollution disproportionately harms minorities. Residents living in Louisiana are only protected from intentional discrimination, which is harder to prove. The ruling is confined to Louisiana for now, but the state is asking the judge to limit the civil rights investigations nationwide, a move supported by nearly two dozen Republican attorneys general. Harvard Law School environmental attorney Hannah Pearls says that would be a major blow to addressing inequities.
It just strips away one more tool in the limited toolbox that communities have to address environmental injustice.
The EPA has opposed Louisiana's request. For NPR News, I'm Hallie Parker in New Orleans.
9 years after Tesla unveiled what it calls full self-driving, its vehicles have yet to show they can actually totally drive themselves. Yet Tesla is expected to unveil its latest entrance into the field tonight, a long-awaited robo-taxi. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Cy Sims Foundation. Since 1985, supporting advances in science, education, and the arts towards a fairer, more just, and civil society. More information is available at cysimsfoundation.org.
Home, no more dues, I promise no more to roam. Home is where the heart is, the funny part is, my heart's been right there all along. No more tears and no more sighs, no more fears, I've said my last goodbye. If travel beckons me, I swear I'm gonna refuse, I'm gonna settle down. And there'll be no more blues. Every day when I am far away, my thoughts turn homeward, forever homeward. I have traveled around the world in search of happiness, but all the happiness I found was in my hometown. No more blues, I'm going back home. Nothing but happiness when we settle down. There'll be no more blues. Nothing but happiness when we settle down. There'll be no more blues. Oh, 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 oh. more dues. I promise no more to roam. Home is where the heart is, the funny part is. My heart's been right there all along. No more tears and no more sighs, no more fears. I've said my last goodbye. If travel beckons me, I swear I'm gonna refuse. I'm gonna settle down and there'll be no more blues. Every day when I am far away, my thoughts turn homeward, forever homeward. I have traveled around the world in search of happiness, but all the happiness I found was in my when we settle down, when we settle down, settle, settle down, when we settle down.
Samara Joy here on Kansas Public Radio, and No More Blues, the music of Yo Beam, with the words added by John Hendricks, and that is from the brand new, just released album by the terrific singer Samara Joy, the album called Portrait. She co-produced it with noted jazz trumpeter Brian Lynch, and they did it the old-fashioned way in Rudy Van Gelder's studio, where they all had all the musicians in the same room, and it was a byproduct of a lot of touring, and the arrangements kind of came out of that touring and done by different members of the band. Samara Joy's new one. On Kansas Public Radio, we're going to hear drummer Matt Wilson, his band's Arts and Crafts, in about 8 minutes. Right now, the new one from tenor saxophonist Wayne Escoffery. After No More Blues, we'll hear a Ron Carter tune called Blues for DP on KPR. tenor saxophonist Wayne Escoffery's new album called Alone. And that band included the great bassist Ron Carter, who wrote that tune, Blues, for DP, Carl Allen, the drummer, Gerald Clayton at the piano with Wayne Escoffery. I'm Bob McWilliams. Thanks for joining me tonight on Jazz in the Night. And about 8 minutes into the vinyl vault for pianist Jack Wilson, live in 1966, his band featuring Roy Ayers playing vibes and some very cool stuff from that. We'll play you some of that in about 8 minutes on KPR. Right now, drummer Matt Wilson and his Matt Wilson's Arts and Crafts Band version of the Bobby Hutcherson tune, Little Bee's Poem, on KPR.